This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on March 27th on WGN Radio. We started promptly at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
The time is right for Trivia, 3 big hours of it on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and we have a straggler from last week. Yeah, it's a little out there. Well, they all are, aren't they? This post-World War II advertisement was responsible for giving workers a daily benefit. That's not what they intended, but that's the way it worked out. In under a year, it was the norm across the country. They thought they were just advertising a product. What is the benefit called to this day? All right, so there's your question, 888-876-5593. You've had an entire week to think about it, so I expect some answers. And if not, well, we'll just move along. Now, if not, of course, bumper stumpers, they all have something in common. It's a very simple theme this week. And hopefully there are some artists that you will instantly recognize. But if all else fails, well, you can have your own category. And we prove that every week. And we will in moments with Tom in Covington. I can tell he wants advertising, and I've got a slogan for him. Then Barry in New Hampshire wants his Beatles trivia. It's a little tough for me tonight. Yeah, that is the understatement of the year. So, as you probably know, I'm hard on my toys. I drop things with, well, alarming regularity, especially laptops. And this one I didn't even throw against the wall. Well, I have several times in the past, but not today. Today I was with John at therapy while he was doing his thing, and he thrust a bottle of water in my direction, and somehow the laptop left my lap. Now, it landed on a foot, not even on the floor, at an angle, I'll admit it, at a precarious angle. Well, all this is to say that a third of the screen is now gone. If you've ever tried to replace a screen in one easy hour, forget about it. They got to order it from God knows where. Yeah, it's coming from China. I don't know. So in the meantime, I'm struggling along with a laptop that has, well, it has at least half of a screen, and I'm trying my darndest to get through it. So if I sound a little disjointed, that's because I'm, well, a little disjointed. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Enough excuses. And by the way, we ran into royalty today. We went out to dinner and in Scottsdale. And who is sitting in the booth next to us? Steve Stone. Yeah. Chicago Cubs color analyst. And actually, I didn't recognize him. He recognized John Shirt. John was wearing his WGN Radio 720 t-shirt. And he said, "Hey, you work for WGN?" And John said, "She does." And so, in any event, he said, "Yeah, I'm Steve Stone. How about that?" And he lives in Philadelphia, but still heavily involved, as you know, in Chicago sports. So that was our brush with greatness earlier tonight. Now, other than that, it's been a swell day. So let's see what Tom in Covington has to say for his bad self. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Tom? Are you there, Tom?
Getting rid of something that felt like the flu.
Oh, yeah? All right. Well, hopefully getting rid of, you're over the worst of it.
Yeah, I'm over the worst of it. It just kind of hangs on.
Well, yeah. Especially if there's a cough involved. That can be months.
Yeah, more some sneezing, not too much coughing.
Well, good. So it's better already. All right, and you've decided to forego 1955 music and pick an advertising slogan. Are you ready?
Yeah, advertising slogan. Okay.
We bring good things to life.
May I repeat that?
We bring good things to life.
Okay, now all I got to do is remember what it was.
Yeah, and it was from quite a while ago. But you'll remember. I mean, it's certainly it's a product. It's a slogan that was used from 1979 to 2003, and it was BBDO that came out with the slogan. But they used it everywhere from 79 to 2003. We bring good things to life. It was television commercials. It was radio. It was probably print. I don't know. I don't read much. So what's the deal?
Sounds familiar, but nothing's hit me yet.
No, man, General Electric.
Nah, I probably would have missed that one because that didn't pop into my mind.
My goodness, and the guy who came up with the slogan later was head of Westinghouse Advertising. They liked it so well. So apparently they didn't check with you because the signal didn't print. But they had the big GE logo, and underneath it in italic print, it said, "We bring good things to life."
No, I didn't. Didn't see a lot of television.
Well, print as well, as I say. You can see it in magazine, newspaper ads, and it actually was introduced newspaper-wise, I think, in 1970, and ultimately it was integrated into all of GE's marketing. It was ubiquitous by the end of the 70s, and then they used it until 2004.
Yeah, well, I've never been large on sight because I've never had good sight.
Yeah, well, you've listened to the radio and you've watched television, and they're there. In any event, obviously the guy, you can look on YouTube and see or hear as you choose the commercials that are out there. But clearly the guy who thought of it, apparently they hadn't checked with you. He's a Harvard Business Study case because the advertisement is so good, and you don't even remember it. So there you are.
Well, who knows? My memory is getting to be like Swiss cheese lately.
You're not alone. Trust me, you're not alone. I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah, I say when you get my age,
when you get your age, you forget the expression. I understand. All right.
Yeah, your immediate memory starts to fail.
Well, of course, short-term memory, absolutely. But this slogan's from a long time ago, so you don't have that excuse. However, we'll try it again next week, I hope.
Well, hope so.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Hope you can get your screen back.
Oh, it's never going to happen. I ordered a new one. They'll as soon as it's in, we'll just switch them out. There's no fixing anything anymore. But
no, it's all file 13 junk.
You're right. There you are. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right, it's a good deal. 888-876-5593. If just John's solution is always just buy another one, whatever it is, right? And my problem is I never, ever do that off the shelf, particularly not when it's laptops, because I say, well, I need at least 24 gigs of RAM. Can't live without that. I need at least a terabyte and a hard drive. Have to have that, and on and on. But by the time I'm done, it's nothing you go to Best Buy for. And so I actually took the time because he prodded me earlier saying, go on, just design what you want and get it. So I went to the Apple site to design my perfect laptop. And finally I did, and I said, all right, I'll just buy this one. Delivery, I don't know, it was like April 11th or later. I thought, okay, I'll fix the screen. So, by the way, our latest toy is the CC Wi-Fi Internet 3, the CC Wi-Fi 3. They were kind enough to mail us one, and John is just loving it. In fact, he is listening to the show on it as I speak. And if you struggle with getting good radio reception, you know, you've tried everything, including the Sea Crane radios, and just nothing's coming in the way you want it, or if you want to hear stations that are nowhere near you, you need an internet radio. The only thing you have to have is a broadband connection. So, you know, a cable modem or hell, even DSL, though I dread saying that. Fiber, even better. Whatever. If you've got the broadband connection, that's all you need. And the CC Wi-Fi 3 is just the piece de resistance. The audio is better than any smartphone in the world, that's for sure. If you're listening to audio now on smartphones, for instance, you can hear over 30,000 radio stations from all over the United States and the world as far as that goes. And like I've said, thank God they didn't have these around when I was a kid or I never would have left my room. That's right. They'd have thrown a piece of meat in occasionally and that'd have been it. But hey, the world is your oyster with this. You don't have to sign up for an app. There's no microphone. There's no ads on the screen. There's no monthly fee. There's no subscription. And it's got a full-size remote control. It's got superior reception. And when I say that, of course, you're looking at Wi-Fi, so we're not talking about radio reception like AM or FM. We're talking about how well your wireless access point will pick up this radio. And as you know, if you've got a wireless access point in your house, some places, some devices, well, they just lock in there and you're perfect. And other, well, yeah, you're spending a lot of time trying to connect. You won't with the CC Wi-Fi 3. It'll connect to even the weakest internet signals, Wi-Fi signals. So that's really nice. You can look in the catalog and read all about it. CCRadio.com. Or you can give them a call. They're available 24 hours a day, and that's 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. Whether it's by phone or internet, you not only get great products, you get great information and advice too. So I would say bookmark C-Crane right now, CCRadio.com. Now, of course, if you want much quicker shipping and all that, you can go to Amazon. However, if you want the real experience as well as some great information, CCRadio.com. And if you have questions, I'll answer them on the phone in person, 800-522-8863. And by the way, if you go to the C-Crane website, ccradio.com, you can sign up for their newsletter. You'll be the first to know about exclusive offers, and they have some too. Right now, I tell you, just check out that CC Wi-Fi 3. We're just loving it. CC Wi-Fi 3 from the C-Crane Company. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? That's our first bumper stumper, which will have something in common with every other one we play tonight. 1958 on the fine Felstead label. Well, how many records can you name on Felstead? So what am I doing here? Well, something close to nothing. And clearly my laptop. If I can't see the screen, there's a lot of other things I clearly can't do as well. But play trivia is not one of them we absolutely can do. So I'm trying to think if there's anything I can tell you about this group that would help. And the answer is no. Well, Carol Stansbury was a member, but that won't help you. All right, so who would have thought it? All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we have a trivia question, and it was here somewhere. This post-World War II advertisement was responsible, inadvertently, for giving workers a daily benefit. Now, they weren't advertising the benefit. They weren't even advertising workers. They were advertising a product. But in under a year, it became the norm across the country. It is the norm to this day. What is the benefit called? 888-876-5593. You don't like my question? You don't know my bumper stumper? Well, then fine. You take your own category. Sky is the limit on that, as we prove every week. And Barry is in New Hampshire. And of course, Beatles trivia. Well, you know he's going to win. So Barry, how is it going tonight?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
Can't complain. Are you ready to win?
I hope so.
You will. What song has the lyric, "Sitting on a cornflake"?
I'm the Walrus.
Absolutely right. I don't know if you should be. I don't know if you should be embarrassed. You know it, but very good.
For the question, is it coffee break?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, was that just was that just a lucky guess?
No, I was just thinking that it's something that became a term for workers, a benefit.
Do you know mm-hmm. what the product was? Obviously, it was coffee, but do you know it was who the advertiser was?
Maxwell House.
Nope.
Maxwell House.
But that's all right. You're right on both of them, and I hope Johnny D doesn't go away because I think he was going to guess the same thing, but maybe he'll know who the advertiser was. But in any event, you won with your Beatles trivia as well, so you're a double winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay, thank you. Scotty,
I have not heard from Scotty, and I'm very worried about that, so I'm glad you brought that up. I tried to call him. I finally broke down and found his number from one of his wins, and I called him, and it said that the number was not taking messages. It didn't say it was full. It just said it was not taking messages, so I didn't know what that meant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Scotty, if you're listening, Scotty, in East Chicago, Indiana, call us. We're all collectively concerned. You betcha we are. So hang on. Don't go away. All right.
So,
for me to break down and actually call somebody, you know that's pretty darn impressive all the way around. And I did. Also, I called Marianne, as you know, because I want to have her on soon because I think the studio is haunted, but also just because I do. And she got back to me, and I wasn't here when she did. So we're playing phone tag right now, but hopefully she will be on soon, and she'll fill you in on all that's going on in Marianne world. All right. So 888-876-5593. And Johnny D thought it was a coffee break as well. So, Johnny D, who was the advertiser? Johnny D, did you hang up on me? I don't know, Johnny D. I guess so. Goodbye, Johnny D. Oh, well. So I'll tell you, the advertiser was not a coffee manufacturer. It was the Pan American Coffee Bureau. And their advertisement, and it was right after World War II, was give yourself a coffee break and get what coffee gives to you. And by the close of 1952, every large employer had a coffee break. So if you, in fact, have a job that has a coffee break, you can thank the Pan American Coffee Bureau for that. So new question, all right. This happens more in August than any other month. What? Actually, I can take two answers, but I'm thinking of one in particular. But if you know either one of them, good enough. This happens more in August. Yeah, I had a very good friend and producer, Ron Flatter, who was wonderful. And he had a campaign, help stamp out August, because he said it doesn't have any holidays. The only sales are back to school sales. What do we need August for? Well, I would say that we need it for this. This happens more in August than any other month. What? All right, so 888. 876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, James on the South Side wants World War II trivia, and he doesn't miss. Brian in Chicago's got a guess, and Marianne in Chicago's got a request, and I've got another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
It's getting late, but just another kiss before we say goodnight. Come on and hold me tight. No, 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 please don't close the door. I'm feeling something new I've never felt before. Just another minute more. Look at you, look at me, falling in love. Gotta be love.
WGN Radio. Monday night trivia. By the way, if you're listening on Friday night, sit back, enjoy the show. It's a replay. If it's Monday night, well, we're live. It's Monday, March 27th, as I speak. And I'd love to talk to you at 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. So all the bumpers numbers have something in common, and it's something really simplistic. You should be able to get this quickly, especially if you know the first one. Well, that's the second one. And who is he? Yeah, it's a solo artist, but originally part of a group. In fact, he was in a group with Dave Baby Cortez, as far as that goes. And he also was in a group that did the original Twist and Shout. Don't look for it. It's terrible. But that said, don't hold it against him, because by the mid-60s, he recorded that. And it was kind of a follow-up to a record that he had that was even a little bigger. So, who is he? 888-876-5593. Then, of course, my question. This happens more in August than any other month. What? And actually, two answers will do. But one in particular was what I was going for. And then if you don't like my question, you don't know my bumper's number, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit on that. All right, but in the meantime, I believe that Marianne in Chicago has a request. So, hey, Marianne, what you want to hear?
Hey, well, I didn't want to hear that you haven't heard from Scotty.
I didn't want to hear that either, and I'm very worried, and I don't like the fact that I couldn't leave a phone message and that no one answered.
I know. That's the only thing I can think of is hopefully he's having a procedure and can't be bothered.
That would be good.
That's the only thing I can hope for.
Well, either that or a vacation to the South for a few weeks, I don't know. But
That would be great, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. But I don't know. I don't know what else we can do other than pray.
I don't either, because I go grocery shopping 2-3 times a week, and I get a lotto ticket every time, and I'm
good.
Please, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, do it for Scotty.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, well, hopefully he will check in and have a good excuse for where he's been.
Yeah, because there's no excuse for not checking in with us.
Yeah, well, but I mean, if he is on, say, a South of the Riviera vacation or whatever, that's fine. But hopefully when he gets back.
That's acceptable. But I want a postcard.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, now that you mention it, I do too. All right.
But you know, that gentleman earlier that didn't know the answer to that advertising question.
We bring good things to life.
I wonder if he would remember if he heard it this way. GE, we bring good things to life.
Very nicely done. Yes, one of the many iterations of that slogan.
Because as soon as you said it, I was yelling, GE, GE, into the phone, hoping he could hear me.
Yeah, and you know, I actually picked it out because I thought of all the possible slogans, this must be the most universal. He should know this.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. And then the other one that... with the break, I was on hold when you came up with that question. I was going to say just break in general.
Yeah, I know, the coffee break, amazing.
Yeah, I didn't know if that would count, but he beat me to it. And I always keep forgetting that I want to thank you so much, because during the week I have WGN on all day and all night, on and off, and in the car. Sometimes when there's stuff on I don't like, I put on my Me TV radio with the good oldies.
Yeah.
And out of all of that, your show is the only one I don't have to turn off because of Cars for Kids every half hour.
Well, I have nothing to do with it, I'm sorry to say.
Whatever the powers that be, thank you.
Yes, I'm with you. No, I don't hear the breaks, and I have no idea what they advertise. But
and every half hour, let me tell you.
You know, and WGN doesn't take PI, per inquiry ads, so they're actually getting paid for that, which is really a frightening thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I thought maybe it was, you know.
Well, the other thing is, if you're
a charity or something.
No, it's not a PSA. It is not a PSA. This is a paid commercial.
Okay.
But, and it's not, it's not a PI. It's not poor inquiry. It's actually paid advertising. But what I want to know is, if you're going to have 5,832 commercials a day and you're going to have this snappy jingle and all that, Cars for Kids and you're spelling cars with a K, you've got to be able to do better than this.
Well, maybe the phone number spelling it with a C was already taken.
Well, I'm sure it was. So come up with something else. Don't say spell it with a K.
No.
You know, that's about as creative as a rock.
I mean, it's not the worst jingle out there, but to repeat it every half hour.
You know, I'm trying to think of what the worst, and that maybe that's a subject for some night, the worst commercial that we heard over and over. And I don't know what would win for that. It probably would be a per inquiry commercial because they're seen so much on late night television. But what would be the absolute worst, the one commercial where you say, man, I got to turn off the TV?
For me,
yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with, I have a neurological problem called misophonia.
Uh-huh.
It is where you can be driven almost absolutely crazy by certain everyday sounds. And I have a problem with those commercials called 1-800-blah-blah-blah-blah, 1-800-blah-blah-blah, 1-800. And when they read the disclaimers so fast.
Right. And now, of course, they can speed them up without changing the, you know, they can change the tempo without changing the pitch. So they can get them very fast.
And I don't understand the reasoning for it because you don't understand a word of it.
Well, no, in some cases it's legal. It's a legality. You've got to have the disclaimer.
But how do you understand?
Well, nobody said you had to understand it. They just said you had to give it.
Okay. That's like, remember back in the day when that FedEx guy first came out talking like that?
No.
On a FedEx commercial, he was a speed talker.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But not as fast as what you hear today.
No, because it isn't real. They're
right.
They're doing it electronically, and it's very...
It's like auto-tune, like somebody who can't sing. Let's put on auto-tune.
It's very easy to do. Used to be when you would do that, you'd be changing the pitch, which, you know, was a disaster. But now you can keep the pitch and all the tonality the same and just speed up the words. And, they've never met a disclaimer they don't like. That's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
But, okay, I don't want to take up too much more time because it is trivia night, but I did call because I had a request for maybe later in the week.
All right, a request. What is it?
Would you mind playing Footsteps in the Dark by the Isley Brothers?
Oh, yeah, Footsteps in the Dark. You betcha. I will.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Marianne.
Okay, and Scotty, if you're listening,
call us.
Call Scotty, phone home.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, Marianne. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye, right. Good night.
Yeah, John came in.
The FedEx guy is from Cube.
Oh, the FedEx guy is from Cube. Who is he?
I used to work with him.
Oh.
John Machida.
Oh, John Machida is the FedEx guy. That's one of John's former coworkers at Cube. John is also no stranger to those 1-800 commercials. He made more than his share of those. And, Colonial Life and all that kind of stuff. You know, I used to hate Help, I've Fallen, and I Can't Get Up until... One time, Don Steele just died in the ratings, and it was one of those very unusual things, and he opened his show with, Help, I'm falling, and I can't get up, and to this day, anytime I hear that now, I think of Don and laugh, so he actually made that okay for me. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, James is on the south side, and he wants World War II trivia. Hello, James.
How are you? I hope everything's going, and I hopefully your screen thing, it gets repaired, either repaired or the new one comes flying like an ostrich, like the ostrich, not the ostrich, no, not the ostrich, the stork comes bringing it to the...
Well, they're telling me before the week is out, but if you'd see what I'm seeing right now, it better be a lot before the week is out, or I think I'm going to be psychotic. But... I have a World War II question for you, and that's what you wanted. And, of course, you'll know it. Are you ready?
Yes.
What was the code name for the Allied invasion of Normandy in 1944?
Overlord.
Absolutely right. Operation Overlord. We have a winner, of course. All right, James. Good deal.
Okay.
Well, hang on.
Okay.
Don't go away. And by the way, thank you for your lovely car. John has it right up by his bed. That was very kind of you. So hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, and thanks to everybody. Julie especially in Atlanta, who mailed a few things. And of course, Detective Chuck loved that. And so thank you one and all. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And that takes us to Brian in Chicago. What do you think, Brian?
Not a lot to think, but it's great to hear from you. First off, my guess for the advertiser is the Carnation Dairy of California for their world-famous Coffee Mate Coffee Creamer.
Oh, that's great. No, it turned out, we gave that one out, it turned out that it was the Coffee Board. It was actually a trade group.
Okay, well, it's nice to know they're around, but God knows we need, if there's anything we don't need, it's board coffee in the world.
Well, isn't that the truth? Yes, but the Pan American Coffee Board. Now, so I don't know exactly what countries they were representing, but probably half of South America.
They certainly weren't representing the People's Republic of the northwestern corner of North America anyway.
Well, that's for damn sure, but you can't grow coffee there anyway.
No, but you can roast it pretty darn good. Despite their politics, there's a certain brand of coffee named for a spearman from a novel where the real-life inspiration was so much worse that I love to drink, but I brew it at home.
Well, it's interesting. When I worked in Seattle, one of the people who, of course, hated me wrote to the station and said, a coffee hater like her should not be in a coffee-loving town like this. And by the way, I didn't hate coffee. I just never had a cup of it. This woman thought that was enough to throw me out of Seattle.
Oh, well, while they're throwing Walmart and the Caucasian American barrel out, so you should find yourself in pretty good company.
Well, that is true. All right, well, good deal. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
I do have a request, though.
Oh, you do? And it would...
Yeah, double barrel. First off, the one I'm not sure you'll play, dedicated to Adams County, Ohio, is Mama's Lemon Pound Cake.
Okay, I don't know. And I see you said double barrel. I thought you were going to ask for Dave and Ansel Collins.
Okay. Well, no, the first barrel is the one I'm not sure you're going to play because it's current R&B and whatever they're calling hip-hop or something like that. But the guy put new lyrics on the coaster's melody for On the Boardwalk, praising Mama's Lemon Pound Cake and the... extreme deliciousness and temptationness of his mother's lemon pound cake towards less than fully honest sheriff's deputies.
I can't wait to hear this, actually. Yes, it was the Drifters who did Under the Boardwalk, but or on and on Broadway. But yes, Mama's Lemon Pound Cake.
The second barrel is Unit 4 plus 2 concrete
and clay. All right, well, better than the Eddie Rambo version. You got it. All right. I will do that.
And on your computer, when I was working, I used to order 6 or 8 per year,
yeah.
And other people in my particular line of work usually followed off my examples. When I ordered something, I ordered the most hardware you could get, because people you can inspire to work hardware, harder. Software you can tweak. The hardware...
Yeah,
there's only so much you can get out of it, even if you're a true genius, and people only accuse me of it, and I was the first to tell them they weren't quite right on that, although I did manage to get a lot more out of the machines than a lot of people. But you don't want to take shortcuts. If you get your old one repaired, too, and that would be a good idea for a backup,
right?
Go ahead and have it repaired, but the sound, or the, correction, the video is usually... in unit with the motherboard, so you're going to be looking at that.
Oh, yeah.
For the new one, yeah, absolutely max the specs out, especially with Apple, because their stuff tends to be a little bit less friendly for field upgrades than average.
Yeah, that's the understatement of the decade. Yeah, and I'll stay with Apple, though. I'll tell you, I used to be an OS X girl all the way, but now, if I weren't a septuagenarian, I'd be learning Linux, because I am so pissed at all the changes in the last decade of OS X, I can't begin to tell you.
If you know OS X, you already almost know Linux.
Yeah, almost. Well, and but
the difference between the two of them is that Linux is basically free for its nuts and guts,
right?
And its graphic user interface isn't quite as good as OS X,
which is fine with me.
OS X is just Linux with a graphic user interface that works.
Yeah, well, there you are. All right, good deal. Well, I appreciate the call, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Fair winds and following seas, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. So, 888-876-5593. It's Monday Night Trivia, so if it's Friday night, don't call. Sit back, listen, enjoy the show. It's a replay. But if it's Monday night, I need you. And so our question, this happens more in August than any other month. What? And you don't like my question? You don't know my bumper stumpers? There's another one coming up in a minute. Well, then have your own category. Mark and Aurora is going to guess. He wants original Star Trek trivia, of course. Debbie thinks she knows a bumper. All right, get down with your bad self. And Dale in Oak Lawn is guessing on our trivia question. But there's still room for you on WGN Radio. ¶¶ WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, bumper stumper. There you go. And, of course, originally,
2 weeks ago,
Donnie Elbert. But this is a wonderful version of it, with a soliloquy,
and
of course.
They were getting married. She had the nerve to invite me down to the wedding, and I had the heart to go. But as I sat there in the back of the church that Sunday afternoon, I could hear the organ playing soft and low. Here comes the bride. And the preacher, he looked at the guy and he said, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? To love, cherish, honor.
Indeed. You can hear the rest of the soap opera for yourself. But who is he? So, obviously not Donnie Elbert, who wrote it originally, but this guy inspired it, shall we say, Jamaican. And he's still with us, too. A couple of years ago online, there were all sorts of obits for the guy. And as one of his friends said, well, unless he died 3 minutes ago, I was just on the phone with him. He's not dead. All right, well, glad to hear that all the way around. So, there's your bumper stumper. We'll have another one. Debbie wants to take a bumper guess here real quickly before the hour is out. So what did you hear, Debbie?
Hello. I was wondering if the one before, the one you just played, was that Luther Vandross?
No. What a nice guess,
no.
though. No.
Okay. Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Okay. Right after John was sick, I think it was a few days, maybe the week after, one of the bumpers was some type of jazzy, soulful woman singing, I got to move it, or I like to move it.
Debbie, you sent me an email, and I'll tell you what, I've been going crazy because I don't know what replays they play, and it wasn't enough information for me, and I've been looking for that and looking for that. I've got your email in my awaiting answer because I wanted to write back and say, this is it, except I don't know. But if you can sing it, not right now, right after the news, if you can sing a little of it, I don't care how off key you are, that may help. So can you hold on and do that for me?
Sure.
Don't go away. All right. Yes, I've been trying. I really have on that. So we'll pick it up next hour right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. Monday Night Trivia. If that doesn't take you back to 1968 on WVON, nothing will. It was a two-sided hit in Chicago only on the Starville label. So who are they? 888-876-5593. There's your bumper stopper. All right, so Debbie in Chicago is good enough to hang on. Like I say, she wrote me an email quite a while ago. I didn't have enough information, so I'm so glad she called. And so sing away, Debbie. Let's hear it. Are you still with us, Debbie? Don't tell me Debbie chickened out. Are you there, Debbie? Please, Debbie, don't leave me. All right, so let me find her email now, and maybe you can help, because this was one. I don't know what they played while I was gone is the problem. I know they played reruns of trivia, but that's all I know. So now let me go to a waiting response, since Debbie didn't wait. I don't blame her. I couldn't carry a tune if it had handles, but I was hoping that she would be able to at least give us a clue, because I don't have enough information from the email she sent me, so let me find it here. All right, so Debbie, I know you sent it here. Let's see, and I know that it was right around the time we were gone, because it was on a trivia thing that you heard it. All right, so, because she gave me all she could on it, and it wasn't enough for me because it was too generic, but maybe you were listening and will have more of an idea, I hope. Still checking, one moment. All right, let's see. Okay, no, that's not, let's see, how about here? No. All right, so maybe I'm never going to find this this email is the problem. All right, I'll keep looking. And, oh, wait a minute. That's not going to help. I just realized that's never going to help. Don't look for emails from 2017. All right, so I guess it's been a little while longer. Let me go back. Yeah, boy. All right, let's try this list here and see. All right, here we go. She says, I was half asleep but heard a song you played, and I have looked several times online and cannot find it. It was a soulful or jazzy woman's voice singing, I like to move it, or I got to move it. And she's really hoping to find the name of the artist. And it's just not coming to me. So, I got to move it. I got to move. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, as far as a woman doing that, who would that be? I don't know. Well, I'll tell you, we have a trivia question in play, and I guess I should tell you what it is, and then we'll go to Fran and Austin, who wants lyrics, and if anybody knows, Fran might know, so we'll see. But the trivia question, this happens more in August than any other month. What? And actually, I'll take one of two answers, though, one in particular. Anyway, so Fran in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio. So I like to move it. Hey. I got to move it. What can she be thinking of?
I am racking my brain, and I can't. That's not quite enough. I'd have to hear.
Yeah, see, that was my problem.
A little,
yeah, because it's
more of it than that.
It's too generic for just that. Yes, I need more.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if
too bad she didn't have the nerve to sing it.
But. Well, I don't blame her at all, and I wasn't here to make fun of her. I needed help, but
no,
maybe.
No, yeah, no.
Okay, maybe, you want lyrics, and you want lyrics from 1967.
Oh, first I had a guess on the trivia, though.
Oh, good. What do you think?
Baby's Born?
Nope.
Okay, on with the lyrics.
All right. You that fills me confidently.
Oh.
And I picked it because it's such a recognizable part of the song.
I know the tune.
Yeah, you can do it. Must be you that caused this feeling in me. You that fills me confidently.
Confidently. I know the song. I know the words. I can't think of
it. Oh, no. Yeah. It starts with, I don't know what it's all about.
I'm going to kick myself because I know this song. I'm singing it.
Yeah, but I feel I'll soon find out. I'm sure never felt this secure. It's nothing like I ever thought it would be. Someone opened up a door for me. And then they got the title of the song.
Yeah.
You that fills me confidently. A girl like you, the Rascals.
Oh, shoot. I was singing the words. I knew the lyrics and everything. I just couldn't think of the name of the darn song.
That's so funny. But yeah, when I saw You That Fills Me Confidently, I thought, no other song has that. She'll know.
Yeah, nobody has. Yeah, that's...
Yep.
Oh, well, better luck
next time. A nice try anyway, and thanks for that.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, so 888-876-5593. Dale in Oak Lawn, guessing on our trivia question. What do you think, Dale? Dale thought he should hang up. Probably a wise thing. I don't know how long he was on hold, but obviously too long. Marianne in Chicago wants a guess. All right, Marianne. No, Marianne left us too. I think she thought it was birthdays as well, so no. Johnny D wants hominids. I bet he hung around. Johnny D, are you there?
Yeah, hello, Rolly. I don't know what you did earlier, but you disconnected me.
No, well, as far as I'm concerned, you're a winner because you were the first person to guess about coffee break, so we'll give you that. But we'll also.
Yeah, John told me that. Yeah. John told me that, and I was so happy, you know.
Yeah, no, you
so happy. He sounds good. He sounds strong. John.
Yeah.
He sounds strong.
He walked.
No, so then when Fran was her question about the song.
Yeah.
What was the song?
A Girl Like You, the Rascals, the Young Rascals.
Oh yeah, but when she was going, I thought she had it.
Yeah, well, she did.
She was going right there with the words.
Right, she knew the whole thing except the title. Yeah.
No, okay, I thought she had it.
Yeah.
No, I hung up earlier.
No.
Because I had something in a microwave.
Oh, right? No. Oh, that can be fatal. My God, you could have burned down the entire house.
So I'm thinking, well, this guy, the guy that said he was a walrus, he says, I am the walrus.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
He got it.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, this guy's a walrus, and he got coffee break.
Yeah, well, no, yes, he got coffee break, and he also knew I Am the Walrus had the lyrics cornflakes in it, which I'd never know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I think that song was about LSD or something.
I think they must have been on it when they wrote it. All right.
I think it was. That was from Sgt. Pepper's?
I don't know. I have no idea. I proudly don't know my Beatles songs. I know the very early ones. That's about it.
Yeah. I think it was from Sgt. Pepper's.
Okay. Well, bad enough. Or one of those, yes. All right.
Anyhow, so. Because, like, I'm thinking to myself, you know, when I heard your question last week when you said, okay, you think about it, so I did, and I'm thinking, well, it has to be some kind of, an advertisement. Coffee break.
Yeah.
Okay, a break.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
So then I'm thinking I'm not going to be a day late and a dollar short again like I was with the goldfish last week.
Yeah.
I knew goldfish, but I didn't call, earlier enough. So this week I said, well, I'll call early, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and then the walrus knew I Am the Walrus, and he says, is it break? Is it some kind of break?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, the guy got my answer, you know.
Well,
so then I said, what the heck? The microwave is going, so I hit the hang-up button.
Well, it's probably for the best. So was it successful in the microwave?
Oh, yeah. I have it on, reheat.
Okay.
There's like a button you could hit.
Yeah, I've never really understood that. How does the microwave know what you're going to reheat?
I don't know. I guess. But
yeah,
what it is, this stuff was in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
What it was that halushki. I told you one time it was cabbage and noodles. You know, my wife makes this.
Yes.
She chops up two heads of cabbage, real big heads of cabbage, chops it up, puts it in a skillet, and fries it all down, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, this cabbage goes from two giant piles down to, like, a little bit. Not a little bit, but it's still a lot, but, you know, a lot of cabbage goes in there. And then she boils these, like, noodles, you know? They're not like spaghetti or linguine. You know, the long, like, they're about a half an inch wide noodles.
Mm.
I don't know what the hell they call them, but... And then you put that in the cabbage, and you mix them together, and she puts garlic salt and butter, okay,
mm-hmm.
on it. And, man, I'll tell you what, that's some good stuff.
Sounds like a Harry Nilsson record.
I just got done eating a big bowl of it.
Well, good. And you're here to talk about it, so that's the important part.
Oh, yeah, I've done it before, so I wasn't concerned.
Very,
Polushki.
Very good.
Look it up.
Very
Anyhow,
good.
Now, where the heck was I? Oh, so, yeah, they're not home. My wife's not home. She's with my two grandsons and my daughter. They went back to Youngstown to visit her sister.
Okay.
Right? They're going to be there for a couple of days because the kids like to go visit Aunt Reggie, you know,
all right.
Call her Aunt Edgie. So I figured, good, go, because I'm going to be in the house. Me and Caesar will be singing and dancing. And,
yeah. You know. Yeah. In Caesar's Palace.
I ain't going to have no party.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to leave no evidence. I don't mess nothing up when she's gone, you know?
Well,
I don't mess nothing up. All right, so then what are we doing then? Okay, so I won then. John said I got the...
Yes. The coffee
the,
break.
The break.
Yes, you got
the break one.
Yes, the coffee
so
break.
I can't lose. Even if I miss at the hominid, I still win because I already won. So I can't lose.
That's the way it works.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
All right. By 3 million years ago, the Australopithecines were A, nearly extinct in Africa, but common in Southeast Asia. 2, becoming more common in East and South Africa. 3, beginning to successfully adapt to cold temperate environments in Europe. 4, none of the above.
All right. 3 million years ago.
Yes, 3 million.
The Australopithecines.
Yes.
What was the third one you said?
Beginning to successfully adapt to cold, temperate environments in Europe.
Okay, it's not that. What was the one before that?
Becoming common in East and South Africa.
Could be that. It could be that. After 3 million years or before 3 million?
By 3 million years, so I would assume.
By 3 million years ago?
Yeah.
3 million years. Well, it's either that or it's none of the above, all right?
Okay, because you've ruled out nearly extinct in Africa but common in Southeast Asia.
Oh, yeah, I've ruled that out. Okay. They're never in Southeast Asia.
And you've ruled beginning to successfully adapt to cold temperate environments. So
right.
Now
they never adapted to cold temperature environments in Asia. They never even they could have never made it in Asia. Never
so
made.
Then, becoming common in East and South Africa, or none of the above.
That could be. Well, and then none of the above could be also. So I have to think this over a little bit. Becoming common in South Africa and East Africa,
yes.
The Australopithecines. 3 million years ago.
Yes.
I'm going to go with becoming so common in East and South Africa.
You're absolutely right.
See, I figured that out.
Yep, you know your hominids.
Alrighty then.
All right,
well,
good deal.
I'm a double winner. I'm a two-time winner.
That's right.
Alrighty then.
All right, Johnny D, thank you.
Don't hang up on me anymore, Raleigh. You're taking a heck of a chance.
Now, you hung up on me. It was your microwave calling. I can't compete with that.
Right.
All right.
Okay, Raleigh.
Thanks.
Sorry about that.
Appreciate it. All right. No, it's perfectly fine to run to the sound of your microwave. Too many bad things have happened, but don't try your socks in them. 888-876-5593. That's 8888. Raleigh, even if it's just a little moisture, don't do it. We'll get to Mark from Aurora, original Star Trek trivia. I've got it picked out, don't you know? And this happens more in August than any other month. What? And actually, two answers would fit. I'm looking for one in particular, but I'll take either. And that's 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Boy, that's a Jerry Blavitt record, if there ever was one. Yeah, probably every dance he did played that on the whole label from 1960. So who are they? What do they have in common with everybody else we've played, especially the last act? All right, so there you have it. There's another bumper stumper. We have questions at play. We're going to do original Star Trek trivia with Mark at proving that you can have your own category. Whatever you know something about, we got a question for you on Monday Night Trivia here on WGN Radio.
Come on and let me love you. Come on and let me love you.
I'm Raleigh James. Monday Night Trivia. If you're listening on Friday night, sit back and enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, by all means, call 888-876-5593. All the bumpers are up for grabs. There are bumper stumpers. They all have something in common with each other tonight. What is it? Well, don't worry about that. Just tell me who this is. You know, I normally say this is a medley of their hit, except this was a medley of their recorded recorded history. This was it, one song. It was on Fortune. Yeah, that wonderful little Detroit label. So, 1964. Come on and let me love you. Who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And yes, we have a question. And this happens more in August than any other month. What? Actually, it's true for two answers that I know of, and so either one of them will be just fine. Now, if you don't know my bumpers, and you don't like my question, you got no ideas whatsoever. You know something about something, guaranteed, and any category you want, the world is yours. And we'll get to Mark in Aurora with his original Star Trek trivia with Gary in Austin Wants Charts from May of 1966. How's it going, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh. How are you?
I can't complain. How are you feeling?
Hanging in.
All right. Well, this is a start. So, charts from May of 1966.
Yep.
Yeah, things had already gone bad. All right, number one, Monday.
Mamas and Papas.
Number two, Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35.
Bob Dylan.
Number three, Good Lovin'.
Young Rascals.
Number four, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Percy Sledge.
Number five, A Groovy Kind of Love.
The Mindbenders.
Number six, Kicks.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Number seven, How Does That Grab You, Darling?
Oh, Nancy Sinatra.
Yep. Number eight, Message to Michael.
Oh, Dionne Warwick.
Yes. Number nine, Sloop John B.
Beach Boys.
Number ten, Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart.
Oh, Supremes.
Very good. So you got all ten. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, You're My Soul and Inspiration.
Righteous Brothers.
12, Gloria.
Them or Shadows of Night.
Shadows of Night, yes, absolutely. Number 13, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore.
Walker Brothers.
Yeah, 14, 8 Miles High.
Birds.
15, Leaning on the Lamppost.
Herman's Hermits.
Yeah. 16, Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind?
11, Spoonful.
17, I Am a Rock.
Simon and Garfunkel.
18, It's a Man's World.
James Brown.
19, Paint It Black.
Stones.
20, Let's Start All Over Again.
Ooh, Let's Start All Over.
Yeah, this could be it. It was, I'll give you a hint, and this may answer it for you. It was on the Diamond label.
No. That's
it's probably to your credit you don't recognize Ronnie Dove.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
So that was very good, very impressive, as usual. So
hang on,
we'll confirm that address. You are absolutely right. All right, there we have it. Yes, I think not recognizing Ronnie is probably, for the most part, a good thing. All right, so now we go to Mark in Aurora. How's it going tonight, Mark?
Well, I heard Stephanie from Madison on last weekend. She answered all the Lady Gaga questions correctly on Hollywood 360.
Oh, yeah?
And, that's Carla Murray's old-time radio show.
Oh, good. Good.
And,
all right.
My birthday is this Wednesday.
Oh, well, you share a birth week with the famous Johnny D. from Youngstown. His birthday is this week as well.
Yes, I know.
All right.
I believe he's tomorrow.
Yes, happy. And his wife isn't even home to celebrate with him. Well, he and the dog are just gonna rock out.
I'll be 65, and I'm having people over to my new apartment for two Saturdays in a row.
Very nice. Very nice.
Okay, yeah.
So, here we are. Which then-famous Hollywood actor played the Enterprise's captain in Star Trek's first pilot episode, filmed in 1964?
Oh, I believe that's Jeffrey Hunter.
Absolutely right, in the cage.
Yes,
and
he was Captain Christopher Pike.
And do you know why NBC decided no?
No on what?
On Jeffrey Hunter.
Oh. Did he have another show to do?
No. It had to do with the pilot, with the cage.
Uh-huh. Oh, they just didn't like it.
Well, it's not that they didn't like it. This will really be insulting to those who like Star Trek. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The cage was too intellectual for a mass audience. But thought the series showed enough potential to give it a second chance dumbed down.
Well, and when Gene Roddenberry presented his Devil in the Dark episode, which was about the Horda, that episode was deemed too controversial. Because it dealt with heavy-duty stuff like prejudice.
Yeah, it's
so
a wonder it ever got on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not unlike the problems that Rod Serling had. He, they didn't want him to do scripts that were too deep, and he found that if he cast them in science fiction, they loved it.
Right,
definitely. Right.
Yeah, no, it was a stroke of genius. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, as usual, you are a winner.
All righty.
Hang on,
we'll
confirm that address. All right, this new address, too, in his new place. So, now, here is the deal. We have a question out there. This happens more in August than any other month. What? Oh, hell, it was even in the Washington Post. So, yes, reported on. What happens more in August, more than any other month? And I'll take, actually, one of two answers. Either one of them, you'll win. All right, so, that's my question. Then my bumper stumpers, yeah, you've heard several of them and haven't gotten a one of them. Yeah, please. And they all have something in common, something very obvious in common. Well, maybe not to you, but it should be. And when you hear the list, you'll know why. And if you don't like my bumpers, you don't recognize one of them, and you don't cut into my trivia question, don't know what happens in August, more or less, then have your own category, as Mark from Aurora just proved, or Gary from Austin just proved. You know something about something, and it's Monday Night Trivia, so this is a chance for you to win. And, and plus, I can't play trivia without you. Yeah, Tuesday through Thursday, I can just prattle on about whatever. But Monday, Monday, we need you. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Down on my knees, I'm begging you, please. Oh, why don't you believe me when I say, darling, I really, really love you.
I'm Raleigh James. I'll take you right back to Pittsburgh. That's a Porky Chedwick special. Yeah, Mad Mike as well. Absolutely. So, who are they? What do they have in common with everything else we've been playing? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. If you don't know my bumper stumpers, well, maybe you know my question. And that was, this happens more in August than any other month. What? All right. And if you don't know that and you don't care, you can have your own category and it can be absolutely anything, as we prove continually and will continue to. But in the meantime, Karen in Chicago has a guest. So, Karen, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi,
what do you think?
Raleigh.
What do you think?
Hi.
I think it's preparations for back to school.
It is not.
What about last family picnics?
Nope.
Back to school shopping?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess I don't know.
All right. Well, thanks for trying, though. I sure appreciate it.
And thank you. John told me that he had a message, and he's going to take care of it. I'm getting back together with an old friend.
Excellent. Okay, TJ.
That's so cool.
Yeah, TJ.
And sometime when you get a chance, could you play some more Manhattans?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You betcha.
You played my favorite song the last time, Call Somebody. Please.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, Karen.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good deal. So, 888-876-5593. Let's see what we've got here. John in Covington, Kentucky. What's up tonight, John?
Hey, Raleigh. First of all, is one of the artists, is it Frankie Lyman?
No.
No. Oh, darn the luck. Okay. For your trivia, I'm going to say, is it Full Moons?
No.
Is it County and or State Fairs?
No.
Okay. And so I'll choose my own. And I've seen every episode of Andy Griffith at least 20 times, just like the rest of America. So I would like to choose that one.
Oh, sure. Why not? Let's see what we can do about that. All right. So let's see. I've actually talked about this on the air before. What's the name of the opening theme song?
That would be called The Fishing Hole.
Absolutely right. And the writer whistles it. You're absolutely right.
Thank
All right,
you,
good
yeah.
deal. You won again. Hang on, John. Don't go away.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, The Fishing Hole, it is. And he was just terrific. And so, 888-876-5593. We'll get to movie trivia with Lisa. Bumper guesses with Stephanie. All right. And Jeff and Bradley has bumper guesses. Oh, good. Well, I'm looking forward to both of that. And I'm looking forward to your call, too, on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, Monday Night Trivia, and man, that doesn't take you to San Antonio, nothing will. All right, so who is he? Yeah, and you should know if you're at all a fan of lowrider oldies, or in San Antonio, the West Side sound. In L.A., it's the East Side sound, but West Side of San Antonio, yeah. And man, I love that Low and Slow Cruising show that used to be on all the time, and we have to have him back on the air with us soon, I hope. All right, so 888-876-5593. Lisa in Dundee wants movie trivia. How's it going, Lisa?
Great, how are you?
I can't complain.
Good.
So, here's your...
Hey, with Scotty, can't we send him a note?
How? I don't have an email address. I have a phone number, and it's not...
Don't you have his address from where you sent his...
Yes, I have an address, and I could write him a letter, but like I said, I tried to leave a phone message, and that didn't work, so
that
maybe trying that. Oh, speaking of phone messages, TJ, if you're listening, please call. We've got Karen's phone number for you and vice versa, so TJ, give us a call. All right,
okay.
So now that we've solved that...
Love connection.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Desperate and dateless, that's us. All right, so now... What was the name of the town in High Noon that Marshal Kane was forced to defend by himself?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, newly married Will Kane, played by Gary Cooper, reluctantly remained in this town in the New Mexico Territory to face the vengeful Miller gang alone.
Yeah, his new bride, which was Jean Kelly, not Jean Kelly, Grace Kelly.
Yeah, because that could be really interesting. That movie I want to see.
No, I don't.
Well, what if I gave you a choice of four?
Okay.
Rio Bravo, Tombstone, Hadleyville, or Virginia City?
Well, I would say Hadleyville.
Absolutely right. We have a winner.
Yay.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Hadleyville it is. So there you have it. Defending it by himself. All right, so 888-876-5593. It's Bumper Stumper time. Stephanie and Madison, what'd you hear you know?
Hey. The second bumper, you mentioned the top notes, was the singer Howie Guyton.
No.
Okay, all right. So that, all right. And I thought the person that somebody had said Frankie Lyman, you said no, but would that have been Louis Lyman?
No, no.
Oh, whoa. And I know my guess for the trivia question is not correct. I thought maybe it was Babies Conceived.
No.
And John said, but tell me, would it be Marriages?
No.
No. Okay. I'm going to give up and let somebody else have a kick at the cat.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Stephanie.
You bet your rally.
All
take
right.
care.
Good deal. Now, so 888-876-5593 is taking us to Jeff and Bradley. What'd you hear you know, Jeff?
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. No, I know. I was commenting on the movie High Noon.
Oh, I see.
I can't get everything in, Marley. Can you hold me over?
Absolutely, but let's start.
Okay. How about, was that the volumes?
No volumes.
No volumes. Okay. Second guess for what happens in August? How about hurricanes?
Nope. Next.
Okay. By the way, a couple weeks ago, hopefully you remember, did you play the Chevrons version of Come Go With Me?
I don't know. No, I know what it was. I played was the original demo tape that the Dell Vikings gave to Phoebe.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't think you would play the Chevrons version.
No, it was the Dell Vikings demo tape.
I loved it. It was terrific.
Yeah, they should have released it just like that.
Yeah, it's good either way. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks. Have a good night.
All right, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. We will have another big hour of trivia coming up here. And so let's talk about our outstanding question once again. And that is, this happens more in August than any other month. What? And like I say, two answers would be appropriate and somewhat related, though I'm looking for one in particular, but I'll give you credit for either one of those. So, yeah, I was expecting a winner on that. If not, of course, our bumper stumpers, they all have something very obvious in common. But of course, what's really obvious in common is no one's got any of them so far, or even come close. There was no Lyman in any of them, and we got the wrong top note, and on and on it goes. We got four more, including the next one that's coming up right after the news. Let me tell you what, it is a well-known artist. I mean, big time, not, you know, what I usually play. So hopefully you'll recognize him, and another hour of this, and hopefully your calls on WGN Radio.
Are out of-
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, Bumper Stumpers, that's an absolute gift. Yeah, particularly if you're a Northern Soul fan. And he certainly had some big hits. Well, one of them here anyway. So who is he? 888-876-5593. What's he got in common with everything else you play tonight? So Diane in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I was going to make a guess on the trivia.
Yes.
Eclipses.
Say what?
Eclipses.
Eclipses. It's not right, but that's very nice.
Okay. UFO sightings?
Nope.
Rainbows?
Nope.
Car accidents?
Nope.
Okay. That's all I have, I guess.
Well, they're all wonderful guesses. If you think of something else that happens in August, you call me back.
Okay, I was going to ask you for a trivia thing for a selection.
Oh, yes. Like, what's your
late 50s, early 60s TV, whether they're jingles or TV show trivia?
All right, well, hang on. I'm going to have to work on that. Don't go away. All right, Diane, okay. I'll come up with something. So, yeah, maybe theme songs. I'm not sure. We'll think of something. All right, so in the meantime, we'll put Diane on hold, and we'll see what James on the south side has to say for his bad self. What do you think, James?
Okay, I was, since we don't have Patrick Kane at the moment, who is Scotty.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take a general guess at what the theme is.
Okay.
I'm going to say these are basically covers of better-known songs.
Nope.
Okay. Then I'm going to reposition and take some guesses at that trivia, since it seems like I got some. Okay. I was going to wait on it and just... But it seemed like while I was listening, it was so slow, so I said, let me just
yes, you've got half a dozen guesses. I'm ready. Go.
Okay. Vacation.
Nope.
Okay. Okay. Going back to school.
Nope.
Okay. Hurricane season.
Nope.
Doctor Vacation.
Nope. Two more.
Okay. I'm going to say road trips.
Nope. One more. Big finish.
Okay. Barbecues.
Call me back if you think of six more. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. So Fran and Austin heard a bumper. Well, all right. What'd you hear?
I think I heard Dobie Gray.
Of course you did. Out on the Floor, yes.
All right.
Yes, yes. Huge Northern Soul record. So.
All right. And, well, I had a guess on the other that maybe
yes.
I'll just.
Well, that's all right. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, drowning?
No. Oh, my God. No, I have no idea if there's a month for that. There probably is. August might as be as good as any of them, but no.
Okay.
All right, well, hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, so there you have it with, in fact, Dobie Gray. I told you, Out on the Floor. I knew somebody would get it. No one will get the next one. I'm almost positive. And that's the only one so far that anyone has gotten. And we'll go over the whole list before the show ends tonight, I promise. So, yeah, but August, most likely to happen in August, more in August than any other month. What, Diane in Chicago, we're going to get her, she wants another kind of trivia question, late 50s, early 60s television theme shows. I'll get that, I will. But Warren and Moline, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, hello there. It's been about 2 years since I've called here.
What have you been doing?
Mike, well, I'm not working overnights anymore.
Oh.
So... I just got beat out by the Dobie Gray answer,
yeah.
But I'm going to guess for the August class reunions.
No, that's nice, though. Very nice thought.
Okay. Well, hope the next one gets it.
I do, too. Thanks for calling. Do it again. Don't wait 2 years.
God bless you.
All right.
I won't. God bless you and take care of the family.
You, too. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye
yes.
Now.
Yeah, at my age, don't wait 2 years. I could be gone. All right. So 888-876-5593. Laura and Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I don't know why, but I just have a funny feeling I know the answer.
Okay.
I came up with three.
Okay.
Planting grass seed.
No.
Planting plants.
No.
Okay, then this has got to be it. Birthdays are most in August.
No.
Oh, I thought I had it.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate
it. All right, thanks.
Yeah, like your spirit, though. That's good. All right, so now I got to come up with Diane's question, so I'll work on that and have another bumper stumper coming up for you, coming up in moments here on WGN Radio. James, bumper stumpers. Well, I didn't say it. I had lyrics. All right, so who is he? All right, I know it's tough. 888-876-5593. But he has something in common with everybody else we've been playing tonight, so that should narrow it down or not. All right, so now we had a message from a missive, actually, from Diane, and Diane wanted us to do 50s, late 50s, early 60s TV theme song. So, are you ready for your late 50, early 60 TV theme song?
Yes.
All right. You got to tell me what the show is, all right?
Okay.
All right, what's the show?
No, I can't remember or guess it.
That was the Donna Reed show.
Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute. You know, I should have qualified it and said CBS, because when I was a little, we had mainly CBS. Yeah. Could you do it again with CBS?
Sure. Hang on. It'll be a little while. Don't go away. We'll do that. All right. So I always like the Donna Reed show because Howie Greenfield, who was Neil Sedaka's writing partner, wrote that along with Jack Keller. Another fine Brill Building writer. But yeah, Donna Reed show theme song. You betcha. And I must admit, I'll have to look now to see what shows were on CBS. What the hell do I know? So let's say of the latter 50s. And I'll work on this during the news. But in the meantime, we'll see what Patty in Chicago has to say for herself. So welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. Okay, I have a guess for August.
Okay.
And I think it's Farmer's Harvest.
No, it's not. But that's a nice guess.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Or Back to School?
Nope.
Okay.
But a nice guess.
Mm.
All right. If you think of something else, you let me know.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good deal. So, yeah, looking this up by network is not as easy as I thought. But we'll do that. Yes. for Diane. All right. We'll get to Jim from Aurora. There'll be plenty of room for you. We've got our question, of course, and that is, this happens more in August than any other month. What? And this was written up in the Washington Post, of all things. Yes, the Compost. And we'll leave it to you. And actually, two answers would suffice, but one in particular they were writing about. So in the meantime, Jim in Aurora has some bumper guesses. All right, Jim, what'd you hear you know, Jim?
I think I knew a couple of them. Why Don't You Believe Me?
Is by?
By the Diadems?
Yes, absolutely, the Diadems. You're absolutely right.
And then was Juan, You've Succeeded?
And who is
by that? The Demas 3 or something like that? Or?
Yeah, not the. It's Demas 3. It's a person. But yeah, yes, yeah, yes.
And then we knew that someone said the Dobie Gray. Yeah. How about the last one, Going Through a Change of Love with Doc Oliver?
Every, that's wonderful. How did you know that?
I used to be a DJ years ago around here in Illinois.
Well, very few people would be going through a change. Where did you play that?
We were just playing a bunch of 50s and 60s. We had a Elvis impersonator. Him and I used to go out to the record store up on Milwaukee Avenue and just buy everything we could from the 50s and 60s.
Wow. Well.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
To me, they all seem like they all start with the letter D.
Well, they do. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. Not only the letter D, but in alphabetical order, the letter D. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We started with the Deltares. Who would have believed it? Derek Martin, Derek Harriet, the Desires, another group called the Desires, unrelated. The Destinations, the Diadems, Demas 3, Dobie Gray, Doc Oliver, and we've got a couple more.
Yeah, and as far as your trivia, could it be end of the summer family vacations?
Nope, it could not.
About trips to the ER with sunburn.
Oh, God, no.
thunderstorms with hail and major thunderstorms?
Nope. Although, yes, it's August can be trying for that, I agree, but no.
And that's all I've got on those.
Well, it's very good. You've outdone yourself. Hang on a minute. We'll confirm that address, Jim. Very good work. Don't go away. Absolutely right on all of that. So that's very impressive. All right. Now, that brings us back to Diane in Chicago. And I believe, Diane, let me see if I can figure out if I have this for you, but you wanted a CBS show.
Okay.
They claim it is. I wouldn't know. Wouldn't know if I fell over it, but I certainly know the theme song, and hopefully you will too. And of course, I'm hitting this cold, so we really hope that they don't intro it. But let's see what we get. Well, somewhere here. Wait a minute. We get nothing is what we get, and that's totally my fault. All right, 100% operator error. Let's try this again. All right, here we go.
Leave It to Beaver.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, I thought that wasn't CBS, but maybe it was.
It says it was.
Okay.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that is. It probably was.
Yeah, it claims it is.
It might have been ABC.
I couldn't
anyway,
tell you.
Right. So, you know, CBS had a lot of the biggies, you know, like Jackie Gleason and all of that. I wanted to just say to another guest, but it's sort of a sad kind of guess on things. I mean, a depressing thing. In August, suicide?
No.
Okay.
But that's an interesting guess. I have no idea if there's a month for suicide, but something tells me it might be December. I don't know. But hang on a minute, because you're absolutely a winner on this other stuff. You got your Leave It to Beaver theme song, which, like I say, according to this, says it was on CBS. What do I know? All right, so 888-876-5593. Now let me look up to see if there's a prevalent month for suicide. Let's see. I don't know. I never actually looked this up, but... if I could spell suicide, I'd be better off. Let's see. Do we have one? Oh, this is interesting. This is interesting. April. I wonder if it's tax time. No. Spring suicide is more common than in winter. The most likely suicide month is April. Well, I wouldn't have guessed that. It's the cruelest month. And so as far as you just ask anyone who works in mental health, and they'll tell you. But why? I guess we got to read the articles to know that. And I leave that to you to do. Now, in the meantime, we know it's not suicide. So what is there more of in August than any other time? And yeah, it's the big month for this. And I didn't realize there were big months for this, but apparently August, and U.S. News and World Report ran an entire article on it, and Washington Post did as well. And I think two answers will suffice. They're sort of related, but not. Yeah, that's as clear as mud. If you don't like my questions, or if you can't comprehend them, you can have your own category. It can be absolutely anything, as we just proved with the Leave It to Beaver theme song. We'll have another bumper stumper coming up. A nice one, too. I guess you'll be the judge of that, and maybe you'll know that. And as I say, if you don't like my categories, you can have your own category. Absolutely anything, as we prove. It's Monday Night Trivia, and emphasis on Monday Night Trivia. So if you're listening on Friday night, it's a replay. Enjoy the show. Don't call. But if it's Monday night, yes, now Tuesday morning just about, I guess it is Tuesday morning, actually, in Chicago, I would say that, yes, Tuesday morning trivia, 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. Now, tomorrow night, it's a semi-abbreviated show, in that we have, I don't know if it's Final Four, or I got to look this up, I guess. They tell me on WGNRadio.com. If I just look, and I will, actually, we'll let you know right now what the deal is for, well, trying to anyway, what the deal is for upcoming stuff, like tomorrow. Tomorrow is stuff, and that would be Tuesday, March 28th, tomorrow. It's the Blackhawks at 7:30. So that means you'll probably get me at 11 p.m. tomorrow night. So it'll be a two-hour Tuesday night adventure. Wednesday night is a full show. And then Thursday night, it's more Blackhawks. So it's 2 hours with me. So tomorrow, 2 hours, a full show on Wednesday, and then 2 hours on Thursday, and another half hour on trivia. So you can have your own category. You can have another bumper stumper coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Darling, don't ever leave me. Don't say goodbye. I'll do anything you say. I walk a million miles every day. I swear I'm so
James. Well, a lot of people got involved in that record, but obviously if we're playing our songs with D's, you know there's a D in it. So who is it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. So it happens more in August than any other month. Gene in Streamwood, Illinois, welcome to WGN. What do you think?
Well, I know a lot of people get married in August. I got married in August many, many years ago, but I'm divorced. So I'm wondering, would it be divorces?
No, but that's a really good answer. Actually, traditionally, it was always said that January was the big divorce month because after the holiday, people would file. But that's not 100% true. There are two arcs, And the first one is the January through March arc, where March will have a huge amount of divorce filings. There's another arc that is July and August. And August is up there, but it would be January, February, March, July, August, you know, like that. But for some reason, those two arcs, that January to March and then the July and August, are the two arcs that more than any other time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
But you know, the marriage thing is not unusual. I think that probably everybody thinks about June, but August is arguably a bigger marriage month, so you weren't alone.
Huh. Oh, yeah. How do you like that?
I mean,
22 years, and then
wow.
It's gone.
And then you kicked him to the curb after 22 years? Well.
Well, actually, no. He found somebody else, but
Man. Well, I hope you,
himself,
if he so. Found somebody else, I hope you profited handsomely.
No, like I said, he just shot himself laying next to his wife. So
no, you're kidding me.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah.
Oh my dear God. And this was the wife this was the wife after you?
Yes.
Well, and thank God.
Said, thank God it wasn't me.
That's right. Thank God it wasn't you. Well, hell, before he shot himself, I hope you took him to the cleaners.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, I guess good riddance. I don't know. I'm really not sure what sentiment to use there, but you're better off, that's for sure.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay, and thank you. I love your show. Thank
great,
you.
Great to have you. Appreciate it. Yeah, oh, man. Man, oh, man. Yeah, you don't want to be sleeping next to that. All right. So, I have a very good friend right now who's going through a divorce. And like me, she's a septuagenarian. And, you know, we're talking many decades of marriage. And, you know, I've said to her, get it all. Every bit of it. And I think she's working on that. But as far as I'm concerned, not hard enough. Yeah, I keep giving her helpful hints. All right, so 888-876-5593. Dawn in Buffalo Grove, welcome to WGN Radio.
How you doing?
All right, how about yourself, Dawn?
I'm okay. I'm playing Gin Rummy on my phone.
Oh, good. Good. That's a worthwhile endeavor.
I'm trying to get to sleep. Anyway, I had two guesses, but I'm just going to go with the one. Buying a new house?
Not right, but it sounds good.
Okay, the other guess I had was a car, but I don't think it's
nope, it's not cars either.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. So, Annette in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. First, I just want to say I'm another late March birthday person.
Oh,
this week.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Annette.
Thank you. Okay. I have a few guesses for your trivia question.
Yeah.
For August, I think one might be that we reached the hottest day of the year.
Nope. Next.
Nope. Tornadoes.
Nope. Next.
Perseid meteor showers.
Nope. Next.
People get a lot of bee stings.
Nope. Next.
People eat a lot of watermelon.
Nope. Next.
I think that's it. I think people have guessed all my other guesses.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Annette. Appreciate it. All right. So let's see. Don and Joliet seems to know a bumper. Well, very good. Don, what'd you hear you know?
Hi, how are you tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. I'm going to go with Wilson Pickett in the night hour.
I played no Wilson Pickett.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Didn't even play anything resembling it.
Oh, I just heard it, and I don't know, that
really?
Came to my mind. I just,
really?
I don't know.
Not on this show, but that's interesting.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate the call. What?
Okay, I just have one guess for the August.
Oh, good. What do you think?
Is it weddings?
It is not weddings.
Weddings?
Nope.
Okay.
If you think of something else, you call me back.
Thank you. You have a great night.
All right, you too.
Okay,
so,
I will.
So, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. So, yes, it happens more in August than any other month, what would that be? And as I mentioned, dropped the laptop one time too many, lost most of the screen, and trying on my workaround. And it's amazing I can find the questions, let alone anything else. But I somehow seem to have, and in this case, the trivia question is, this happens more in August than any other month, what? And the Washington Post wrote about it in 2002. It's also the month that something else happens more often than any other month. I'll take either of those, actually, as a guess, and I'll take your calls. If you do, we have one more bumper stumper coming up, and it is a D, but it's out of order. And, yeah, because I forgot to play it when I was running down the Ds in order. So it's a D, but alphabetically out of order compared to the, you know, we played Doc Oliver, and then later we played something after that, and then this is should have been before Doc, and should have been before Dobie Gray, actually, right, should have been after Demas 3 and before Dobie Gray. That's what you get for hints, which is clear as mud. 888-876-5593, it's WGN Radio. Bumper Snuffers, that's a gift. You should know who that is. 888-876-5593. I have a feeling we're going to have a couple people identify that right away as our last Bumper Stumper, and they were all alphabetical Ds. Well, that was a D, but not alphabetical because I forgot to play it earlier. But I played it now, so you got to hear it after all. It is Monday Night Trivia, so if it's Friday night, I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you didn't try to call. It would be frustrating because we're live on Monday nights, hence it's Monday Night Trivia. But it is that right now, actually technically Tuesday morning, but still Tuesday morning in the midnight hour, March 28th, if you want to call, 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE. All right, so I do believe that Don in Joliet recognizes another bumper. So, Don, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, here's the heart from the Diplomats.
Absolutely, of course it's the Diplomats. Very good. All right.
Oh, I got that right.
Well, excellent.
All right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yes.
Okay, I got three guesses on the August again. One more time here.
You do, huh? All right, I'm ready.
Okay, National Rupert Float Day?
No, next.
National Cat Day?
No.
One more, relaxation or don't work like a dog day.
No, no, these are whole months. No. Nothing that would make the Chase's calendar of events, I guarantee it. All right, thanks for trying, though. All right,
okay.
So, yes, more of a statistic than an event. Of course, if it happens to you, it's an event. All right, so Karen in Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think, Karen?
I'm going to take a guess. Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. More mosquitoes in August than any other time. No. Anything to do with mosquitoes.
Oh. Then it wouldn't be black flies.
No.
Green flies. It wouldn't be any of those.
No.
Rabbits?
Well, now remember, this is more of the more. This happens more often than August than any other time. So it's not rabbits, but what would it be with rabbits that would happen more often than any other time? I'm afraid to ask.
A lunar year.
Lunar year, nope.
Moons, more moons in the month.
Nope,
of August.
Nope. Doesn't work like that.
Oh.
Nice, though.
Okay. Well.
Those are all fine guesses. If you think of something else, call me back.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so fine guesses. Nothing wrong with any of them. All right, other than they're not right, of course. Ursula on the South Side. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you so much. How are you?
Yeah, good. Glad you called, Ursula. What do you think?
Okay, how about Buck Sanders Day?
Nope.
Okay, then there's a meteor shower.
Nope.
Called, like TERS. No, really, huh?
Nope, no. This is something that happens more often in August than any other time, every year.
Okay, so why not the meteor shower?
Because that's not the right answer.
Oh, no, okay, thank you so much. Good talking to you.
Thanks for trying. I appreciate it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with meteor showers. It's just not the right answer. All right, yes. Statistically speaking, this happens more in August than any other month. What would that be? Dawn in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio. Hey, Dawn.
This is, it's Van, Raleigh.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, John. Sorry about the Van. John decided to change your name. What do you think?
I'm a first-time caller. This is my four guesses, okay?
All right. Glad to have it. Let's hear them.
Packing for college.
Nope.
Buying sports season tickets.
Nope.
Road trips.
Nope.
New employment.
Nope. But all nice
That's
guesses.
It.
Thanks, and call me again. I appreciate
it. Okay.
And thanks for listening. Means a lot. All right. So, and
thank
I love those
so
calls.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, yes. Now, 888-876-5593. Frank is in Northlake. What's happening tonight, Frank?
Hi. I get in late again.
Yeah, boy, I tell you.
I have one guess.
Uh-huh.
The August thing.
Hmm.
Those forest fires.
Nope.
No, huh?
Nope.
And I also have a question, which I'll do for another night. You were talking about the different spheres. I have written atmosphere, hemisphere, ionosphere, stratosphere, and troposphere, and then there is space. But I'd like to know which. What is the proper order from leaving the Earth going up?
Okay, call me tomorrow night, and I'll start at 11, and I'll be on for 2 hours, and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I'll look forward to it. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And of course, if you're a radio DXer, all you care about is the ionosphere layer. Yeah, because AM bounces so nicely off it, doesn't it? All right, so we'll get to Patty in Chicago and Eric in Morristown. And Maureen is a first-time caller, though. She's negotiating with John as we speak, and we'll bring her on in a moment and meet Maureen. So looking forward to that in seconds on Monday Night Trivia. And we'll review here in the waning moments. Everything we play tonight is the bumper summers, but you know everything is always on Raleigh at Raleigh.net, RoLlye.net. But Maureen, a first-time caller in Plainfield, welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling.
Hi there. Thanks for having me. I was trying to think of more than one item, but
okay.
I can only come up with one.
Let's hear it.
Number of births would be highest in August.
That's not it.
Oh,
but if you think of something else, you call me again. Make it a habit.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thanks.
So much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
so,
bye.
Yeah. So, all right. We met Maureen. That's always fun. Now, hopefully she will call us back. Patty in Chicago, going to give us some guesses. What do you think, Patty?
Hi. Most business openings?
Nope.
Oh.
That's nice, though.
How about most hot weather days?
Nope.
Okay. Just full moons?
Nope.
Okay. I have nothing else.
Well, if you think of it, you call me back.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
appreciate
bye-bye.
It. All right, so 888-876-5593. Eric is in Morristown, or Morrison, Illinois. All right, I almost moved him. All right, Eric, thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Just a couple guesses on August.
Okay.
Shark attacks.
Next.
Okay. Typhoons.
Next.
That was all I had.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
I will. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. So, you know, the Washington Post is writing about it. So, you know, it's going to be a statistic more than an event, more than, you know, some atmospheric thing or whatever. It's not going to be that. So if we don't get an answer here in the waning moments, we'll hold it over as our holdover for next week. And we will have a show next week. Let me see if I can find out when. Well, obviously it's Monday night, but I'll find it if it's interrupted by anything or not. And a little harder to do right now when I can't see the laptop, but I have my ways. All right, so let's see if this will allow me to see some of this. All right, no good, 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 good. Tomorrow, next Monday night is a full show. So we'll have 3 big hours of trivia next Monday night too. Yeah. All right, then tomorrow, Tuesday night, we start around 11, and next Tuesday, the 4th, we start around 11:30, and then full shows on Wednesday, both tomorrow and on the 5th of April, which is Passover, the beginning of that. And then as far as Thursday night, this week, we start at, I guess 11 on Thursday, but on the 6th, I think we get about a half-hour show in there or something. I think it's about 12:30, midnight 30 that we start. All right, so that's the deal. Full shows Monday and Wednesday this week and next week. So it'll be a full trivia show. Now, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. So to review, and we'll go over all the bumpers, but we knocked out our trivia question early in the game, the straggler from last week. And if you weren't listening to that, it was a post-World War II advertisement that was responsible for giving workers a daily benefit. And believe me, it wasn't the sponsor's idea. The sponsor was trying to promote a product, but in the ad, he wound up promoting a benefit, and the benefit became the norm for workers as of 1952. And it was the coffee break. And it was the Pan American Coffee Bureau, which was 7 Central and Southern American countries that got together, and they advertised, give yourself a coffee break and get what coffee gives to you. And it caught on like wildfire, and the coffee break was born. And by 1952, in organized labor, was a benefit that you got. So thanks to the Pan American Coffee Bureau for that. All right, so now, bumper stumpers, like I say, they all were D's. The Deltaires, who would have thought? Derek Martin, you better go. Derek Harriott, what can I do? The wedding song. The Desires, a Chicago group, Black Girl. The Desires, a New York group, Rendezvous With You. The Destinations, Come On, Let Me Love You. The Diadems, Why Don't You Believe Me? Demas 3, You've Succeeded. Dobie Gray, Out on the Floor. Doc Oliver, going through whatever he was going through. Don and Dewey and the Blossoms was we also played. And then this last one was The Diplomat, Here's a Heart. And I'll have all of that on Raleigh.net along with the questions. Now, of course, I won't put The Straggler because we'll save that for next Monday night. And so in the waning moments, if you want to take a guess, this would be your unfettered time to get that through at 888-876-5593. And if not, well, we'll just pick that up next Monday. So tomorrow after the game, as usual, it'll be an absolute free-for-all. If it's on your mind, it'll be on my mind. As long as it has no importance to anybody, we'll talk about it. That's right. And I'll try to pick up some tabloids, too. I don't know if that's a promise or a threat. I guess it depends on how you see it. I know for some people, it's like, oh, no, not the tabloids. And I have others who write and say, well, thank God you read the tabloids to me because I just don't want to buy them. And you know, anymore, I don't blame you. You know, we talk about prices going up on everything, and, oh, man, you know, I used to joke that I was going to Sonic to get an estimate on a hot dog. Well, now it's damn true. You know, you go for one French fry and one Coke at the fast food drive-thru, and it's, what, $8? Something's wrong with that, you know. But nonetheless, all that leads up to the tabloids have gotten downright pricey. The National Examiner, $6.99, well, $5.99 in the U.S., but even so, $5.99. Yeah, and that's the same price for the Enquirer. Yeah, maybe expiring minds don't need to know. And the same price for the Globe. So this is an investment. Yeah, I don't know. But I'll do anything for you. That's right. So don't spend your money. I'll spend mine. And we'll do the tabloids. But in the meantime, Cindy is going to close it out tonight. And she's in Norwich. So Cindy, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Yeah, women are getting pregnant.
Nope.
That's that's not it. My birthday's in April.
Oh, well, can't help it. That's not it.
I thought for sure. Okay, thank you.
All right, well, thank you for trying, and thank you for calling, Cindy. You closed the show, and I greatly appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, so we thank Dan for keeping us on the air. No small feat tonight. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, of course, I thank you for calling. It makes my job a lot easier, so I love that. So we'll reconvene after the Blackhawks tomorrow night around 11 right here. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.